Well, it's 21 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful morning here in Lanesia. My wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, it is today the 24th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, verse 61. I mentioned to you yesterday it's a long verse, so we discussed half of it. Now the second half of chapter 24, verse 61. So Almighty Allah informed us you can eat there by your uncles and aunties and brothers and sisters and so forth and so on. Now Almighty Allah informs us, Laysa alaykum junahun. There is no sin upon you. There is no blame upon you. An ta'akulu jami'an aw ashtata. That you eat collectively, we all eat together. Aw ashtata. Ashtat is the plural of shatit, which means that, or you eat individually, separately. But Islam always teaches us unity based on truth. So therefore, the collective will be much better than sitting individually and separately. More rewarding, more blessing, and this will unite the hearts as well. But that does not mean jami'an, that the men and women are all intermingling, strange men, strange women, like you find nowadays, remember, in the weddings and walima and functions. Obviously, that is unacceptable. So jami'an, the men all together, or the women together, or the family together, for example, the husband, wife, parents with their children, grandchildren. So that 100% better to eat collectively, and that will enhance the unity amongst them and that family. Second teaching, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا. Hence, when you enter buyuta, your houses. For buyuta, the plural of bait. So why is it called bait? Ayyabitul mar'u fihi. The person spends the night there. So look at the glory, the beauty, the rationale of the Arabic language. Everything you go to the philology and history, then you will just be, you know, admiring the Arabic language. It's the only language that has stood the test of time. So when you enter your houses, your homes, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, to make salam to your family members. Make salam for yourself also. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is the greeting from Almighty Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Mubarakatan, and it is filled with barakah and blessing. Tayyiba, it's so pure. Morning time, afternoon time, evening time, night time. Today in English, people get confused. All their fuses get blown. Now it's 12 o'clock. Must I say good morning? Must I say good afternoon? afternoon. It is 7 o'clock. The sun is about to set. Must I say good evening? Must I say good night? In Islam, whenever we meet, daytime, nighttime, individually, collectively, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So what are the virtues of the salam? He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The statement and saying of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and narrated and recorded by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his Sahih, in his magnum opus, and the most authentic compilation in our hadith literature and hadith scholar compilation. So we find, was I not show you that action, if you execute it, it will create and bring about mutual love? Then Sahaba said, obviously, afshu salam abaynakum, give salam currency among you. Now let's see, I'm going out, right, for Fajr Salat just now. So my wife is there. So when before I leave, I make salam to her. Assalamu alaikum. When I come back, I'm entering the house. Assalamu alaikum. And when we went out together, and now we enter the home, there's nobody in the house, human beings. Yet we will make salam. To who? To the angels and the malaika and the farishta and so forth. So look at the beauty and glory of Islam. Your house, make it a home. And your home, make it Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity, harmony. We must learn this, teach our wives, teach our husbands, our spouses, our siblings, brothers, sisters, our children. Why do we not make salam? So the first hadith, Bukhari Sharif. Second hadith, Mishkat Sharif. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibar. The person who starts and makes the salam initially, then remember he is free of, and Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, he is free of pride. So make it our habit. We will take the initiative and say, assalamu alaikum. This will crush and break our pride also. And when somebody greets you, I greeted Mona Arafat now when I entered. Quran Sharif teaches us, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Ayatul Mona Arafat, I met Junaid Muta, assalamu alaikum. So they must reply, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. That is compulsory. But if they reply, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, then all the better, their rewards are increased. So that is Islam. We are dead against terrorism and remember occupation and so forth. But today the enemies want to call us terrorists, but we are the most sober people and most peaceful people on this earth. Kadhalika, but you can't make salam to non-Muslims. Remember that if they tell you, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary tells me, assalamu alaikum. It's like you get people who are begging, they're not Muslim, they make salam alaikum, like that, you know, they got their special style. So you mustn't say wa alaikum assalam, you must just say wa alaik. And you cannot greet any non-Muslim initially and say assalamu alaikum. Kadhalika yubayyinu Allahu, similarly, Almighty Allah explains to you in detail, lakumul ayat, these verses of the noble Quran, 6236, la'allakum ta'qilun, so that you understand correctly and properly. And further explanation, and it's expounded and elaborated by Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 16, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We, Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty, we, only we can do this. إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal to you the reminder, the Quran Sharif, on your Mubarak blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beloved He was, is, will always be, the most precious to Allah Jalla wa'ala in the end. entire universe. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so you explain to people مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed for them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. Chapter 16, verse 44. Let's go throughout the world and give you some breaking news, views, interviews. Number one, California, bracing themselves for more rain and more winds and gale forces. Approximately 8 million people are waiting. What is going to happen? That is the punishment from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah protect us all wherever we are. Two, Sunak, Prime Minister of UK, he wanted to do something. His own party, remember the Tories, Conservative Party, they pressurized him and he had to make amendments and change the policy to protect the children and so forth and so on. There in Russia, Ukraine, there's a Wagner. The Wagner are fighting on behalf of Russia. Some say they are the prisoners let free and released by Russia to participate. But nobody knows much about them, who is financing them and so forth. You know, in Brazil, there was an invasion in the Congress and presidential palace. 39 people are indicted and that's a serious, serious charge there. Now I take you to apartheid Israel. All of you listen to all these items. And you, O esteemed listener, Muslim, non-Muslim, of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you be a pure academic, a just person, and you make up your mind and tell me who is right, who's wrong, who is the real terrorist. Israeli finance minister admits in public he's a fascist. He's a fascist and he's a homophobe. Fascist, if you know anything about history, Mussolini 100 years ago and more, 1919, said we must have such power that the military must be in charge. Anybody opposes us, we can shoot, we can kill, and we use the military. And anti-democratic, anti-parliament, anti. So imagine he admits this, and homophobe, he's dead against the homosexuals. That we also will agree, but for Israel, that's very bad. The people don't want to accept it. So that is their own business. In Islam, it's totally haram. So remember that. So for him to say that, so the population, those who don't know, you know, where's the entry and exit, so they're going to obviously fight against him and they have big problems. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, remember, went to demolish two homes, and in the process they killed two Palestinians. All this you will find in the Haaretz. Hamas releases footage of an Israeli captive. You see, Hamas, when they catch somebody from the Israelis, they keep him. They can then use him as a bargaining chip. We'll release our 20, 50 people, 100 people, then we are 100% permissible to do so when you are in a war situation. EU spokesperson says Israel is not an apartheid state. I leave that to you. You know what Tutu said, that it's worse than the apartheid here in South Africa. I concur with him. I've been 5 times to occupied Palestine with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. I think that the Americans and NATO are seeing Putin a lot in their dream. Putin is a harami, remember that. So he is, you know, a master strategist. So Germany, the Minister of Defense there in Germany, he resigned. Because now among themselves, they're having so many problems and so forth. Now listen to this story. All of you listen to the story. You heard that there is a big conference day in Switzerland, in Davos, you see. Not divorce, Davos. So now this president, this prime minister, more than 50 head of states, they are there and so forth. But just turn it the other side. Every call center of prostitution, every person who runs gay clubs, all these things, all packed to capacity. So one wonders, for what are they going there to divorce? Are they going there to divorce their wife? And are they going there to have a good time? And maybe they come back with rifle repairs? So this is the Western style of democracy. Remember, comrade, wine, dine and swine, and then you can have fornication, you can have adultery, you can have gay brigade, do whatever you want to, and the prostitutes, the women of the street in Switzerland in Davos, they are there and their prices are increasing. Rise per size. So that is prostitution. China, well done China on this score. China urges Israel to avoid provocation. Why are you provoking the Palestinians? You know what you are doing. So then you say the Palestinians are the troublemakers, but you yourself are provoking them. So that is China. The people of Iran in various embassies there in Europe, they were marching against the Iranian government and they want them out and they say Murdabad, death to them, and they say the Revolutionary Guards must be considered as, remember, as terrorists. So there's big problems there. Remember, we dead against Shias, we say they're not even Muslims. Neighboring country ZANU-PF attacking the opposition, there's elections this year. Somalia, the says and claims they destroy Shabab. People call Shabab Muslims and terrorists. We got nothing to do with Shabab. Any person attacks innocent people, civilians, we got nothing to do with them. We will condemn them. And remember, look at Britain. Look at Britain. 800 police are being investigated. One of them admitted to raping 12 women. That is police in UK. Sunak, you've got big problems there. Celebrations in Sicily. There they caught and arrested the leader of the mafia. He was on the run for 30 years. You must read about this mafia, how they operate and so forth. Real crazy guys. The judge also, they shot him dead and so forth. So may Almighty Allah protect us all. And inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 will be our brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Muaz Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage and 1 to 2 Tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran.
Ustad, somebody says that recently a scholar passed away in Shelly Beach in the south coast of KZN. His janaza was taken to Azadville and buried after 12 hours. Please advise in the light of Sharia. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I mean, this is not now something that's a secret. Maulana Ahmad Mansur, rahimahullah, he served Darul Azadville for more than 30 years, 58 years old. Last night I spoke about him in the Q&A, and he passes away, remember, there in Port Shepston, Shelly Beach. He went for holiday with his wife and what have you. So nevertheless, he passes away in Tahajjud, so we should look at that as well, you know, not only give the one side, give both sides. So remember, he passes away, a Mubarak death and so forth and so on, that reading Tahajjud Salah 3 o'clock in the morning or so, and then falls down, collapses, meets Almighty Allah's mercy. So that are the type of death humko rishk aati hai. We envy people who pass away like that. Allah grant him, Maulana Ahmad Mansur, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, his family, Allah grant them silwan and sabr and patience and endurance, and the bereaved family, Allah make easy for them in these difficult times. Now I don't know who to the decision, whether it was, you must remember, the family or the ulama and whatever, but in Islam, is it right, you must remember, that to go so far, you must remember 6-7 hours and delay so long, more than 12 hours and so forth. So in Islam that is not permissible. Whoever it is, we have to defend the Sharia. That is our function. So may Almighty Allah forgive them for that decision. Islamically, that is not the correct decision.
I've got a Colin here. He says that is Tel Aviv in Israel or Palestine? Ustad Colin.
My brother, the whole of Israel is Palestine. And when in 1948, then the Western powers, America, Britain, Russia, all of them, 14th May, they recognized the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, occupation. When Russia invades Ukraine, then all of them want to say it is an war crime and it is terrorism. But how come when Israel invades invades, remember, Palestine, then you don't apply the same thing. And this war is still only 11 months old. Russia, Ukraine, this is 75 years old. And if you know anything, Colin, put the names in there. You know that our Putin is putting them in the right place. So you have to look and put the right places. Now write this, what I'm telling you, brother Colin. Stern Gang, S-T-E-R-N. Go read about them pre-48, how many Palestinians they murdered and massacred. Go put their Haganah gang, H-A-G-G-A-N-A, and go see how many Palestinians, male, female, children, they murdered and martyred. Sometimes the Haaretz carries these newspapers, these articles of the past, and how the Palestinians, with their land, their people, their possessions, they were looted, plundered, and massacred. So therefore, we must be clear that everything there belongs to the Palestinians. Israel only came into existence 1948. Palestine is there from the time of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and long before that also, that our first masjid and mosque was built, remember, in Makkah Mukarramah, Masjidul Haram, and the second mosque is Masjidul Aqsa there in Jerusalem, built by Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. So every prophet was a Muslim and is a Muslim. So our Islam and Jerusalem and Palestine goes back to time immemorial.
I see Jonathan says that since you don't like Israel, so tell me which country is a real friend of Israel. Jonathan Ustad.
You got no friends. You only got interest. You must remember that. You know that the Jutlas got a lot of money and they bribe up. You must remember the American politicians and they invite them and so forth. You know today, Jonathan, nothing works. You must remember in any country that really worth honesty and integrity. What is the definition of a politician today? You must remember he's a chameleon. You see, expediency. Go to the Jews and tell them how good you are, how you suffered in Holocaust. Go to the Muslims and tell them, look at your golden rule in 800 years in Spain approximately, 700 years in 700 years in India, and almost 1,000 years in Palestine and so forth. They'll go to the Hindus and speak about Gandhiji and so forth. So that is the job of politicians. But Israel is on the verge of civil war, Jonathan. And I told you that is going to fall, inshallah, God willing, in our lifetime. And Jonathan, you will not be able to stop it. Remember, it's an apartheid and terrorist Nazi regime. That is Israel.
Let's go to KZN, Ustad. Listener says, my question is that why is the government messing our beautiful country, Mufti Saab, and fooling us, Ustad?
Remember this, I just gave you the answer. Now the whole world is in chaos, you must remember. I'm not spokesperson for anybody, but this much I will tell you what we enjoy in South Africa. You see this program, I think you're a Muslim brother or sister, you're eating cook sisters in Cape Town. Go travel the world, alhamdulillah, I travel to many, many countries. With the mercy of Almighty Allah, what we have in South Africa, I'm not defending anybody, but we must always look at both sides of the coin and the spectrum. What you see this program we're doing live now. So remember, I'm telling you, not one Arab country, not one Muslim country will allow you. Why? Because if you speak one word against the king or the crown prince or the emir or prime minister, president, they lock you up. So that is what's going to happen. Complete dictatorship they have. So thank our lucky stars, you know. Read every day two rakat salat to shukr. Yesterday a person asked me, why are you not coming to this country? I said, today I don't have to travel anywhere. My voice is reaching everywhere in the world. This is the mercy of Allah. So what I have to go there for? So you are listening to me. So alhamdulillah, on a lighter note, the brothers, sisters of Newcastle, when I was there the first week in December, some of them can't say, please, you must come back, you know. I said, but I was there 20 years, January 81 to 2001, January, and then I came this side here, Gauteng, Lanesia, Johannesburg. So now, used to listen to my lessons and tafsir and hadith and fiqh, but now I'm right in your bedroom. Now what more you want now?
SubhanAllah.
So this is a lighter note, you see.
Somebody wants to know, start from England, why is Dubai called a fake city?
because everything is artificial there. So you must remember this, that they have oil, they have this, but they don't have, you must remember, Islamic values. So you, do you know, in Dubai there are certain places you cannot enter with your soap, with your kurta and so forth. You must enter with Western dress and so forth. And then if you go to the big, big supermarkets, I saw it myself, the wine and the swine and everything is open. You just travel on Emirates and see, you know what they write there. It's a pity majority of Muslims don't know Arabic. If you read their qa'imatu ta'am, you look at their menu, they'll tell you this is the menu for lunch. I went there with that airlines, most parts of the world with the same Emirates. So why I should love Emirates? Because remember, they allowed me to, and us, they allowed myself, my wife, to read Salat. Not once did they prevent us. Obviously, if there's turbulence or they are serving, then they'll tell you, just wait. So that's being fair, 100%. But they will assist us. Come, we take you. This is the blanket. This is the Qibla. So that's why I should love Emirates. I no more go with them or any airline nowadays. So, my brother, you must remember that they write there, all the meals are halal. Why? Because khinzi are not served. So remember, if a person, a Christian Arab from Lebanon, reads that, the first thing will come that in Islam all the meat is halal as long as it's not swine. Is that correct? Obviously it's wrong then. So this is how, you see, that what we do, that we ourselves, we destroy Islam and Islamic teaching. The house burns from the internally. You leave the light on, you leave the candle on, the whole house burns. So all this here, artificial, obviously.
I've got here Sheikh Ibrahim. He says that I want to tell Mufti Sab, warning, a new version of Quran has been released on Google Play Store. The name of this application is the Holy Quran in Arabic text and English translation. Ustad.
My brother, this is not new breaking news or something. I don't know if you know Sheikh Ahmad Didat, my brother Sheikh Ibrahim, when he was very, very ill, and then he went to Saudi Arabia, they gave him those gadgets, how he could communicate with his eyes and so forth and so on. So I went to visit him. His son Yusuf was also martyred and, you know, shot and all that. So Allah Ta'ala grant Sheikh Ahmad Didat and his son Yusuf and all our marhumin, you understand, Jannatul Firdaus, we make dua daily for all Muslims who passed away, who are alive. Allah give us all hidayat and so forth. So he, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, pointed to his son, Yusuf, he must show me. So they took out that book, and it was called Furqan. And in there, that all in Arabic, and remember, this is the new Quran. Quran speaks of Surah Mu'minun. There they got one Surah, Surah Muslimun. And I was reading, so how they play with the words and so forth and so on. So remember that this is the miracle of Quran, my brother Sheikh Ibrahim, or whoever it is. So you must remember, not from today, from time immemorial, that Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, revealed this verse, chapter 15, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surely, definitely we, Allah, when He uses that, it means only He, exclusively Him, Almighty Allah does this. We reveal this reminder piecemeal gradually, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we, surely, we will protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Almighty Allah gives a challenge to the entire universe and creation, human beings and whoever, jinnats. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 23. And what does Almighty Allah state? وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبَدِنَا. If you have any doubt regarding that what we reveal piecemeal gradually on our beloved servant, you must know how to translate, on our beloved, our most precious servant and slave, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you, the opposition, fa'atu bi suratin min misli, then you bring a replica of one chapter comprising three verses. A challenge to everyone. Till today, no one has succeeded, and no one will succeed. Fa'il, then Almighty Allah goes on, wad'u shuhada'akum. Call whoever you want to. Your witnesses, your linguists par excellence, min dunillah, besides Almighty Allah, and kuntum sadiqeen. And then it carries on, you will never able to do it, nor in the past, nor in the future. And then you prepare yourself to land up in the hellfire. Chapter 2, verses 23-24. I give you something. You know the British Empire, when they were in India 200 years plus minus, give and take approximately. So the colonial rule. Do you know how many ulama they murdered? How many hafiz they murdered? And then the ulama who tell them that do whatever you want to, how will you obliterate the Quran Sharif that is in our hearts? You took the Quran, you burnt it, you hanged us, you hanged our people. All this is the history of Muslims in India with the British. Therefore, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani and them, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, used to make dua and tell people, never ever use kafan or anything of mine that has got anything to do with the British and so forth. So we must know our glorious history. And Abul Kalam Azad, remember, Minister of Education, he was incarcerated and his wife passes away. They told him, come, we take you there. He said, I will never write an application to the British and big magne ke liye hum nahi aaye. We'll never beg them. Tell the message to my wife and her family. Hamare mulaqat hogi hauze kausar mein jannatul firdaus mein. These are our ulama. These are our mujahideen. They were never involved in bootlicking and they were never involved in selling the deen. So go study our ulama. What were things they accomplished? So that is what we want. We want the true ulama Rabbani, true ulama Haqqani. We will pick up their shoes and kiss their hands and foreheads. So understand what we're speaking about. That they can try as much as they want to. Allah will decimate them and destroy them.
Subhanallah. Listen to this question, Ustad. I spoke bad about you, Mufti Saab, to my friends. And now my dad says I should call you and ask for maaf. I think you're making Islam difficult for us. But anyway, can I have your personal number so I can ask you for an apology just to please my dad? Ustad.
My brother, every day people swear me, people curse me, whatever. You must remember Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, who was a genius, born in Gaza 150. And he passes away in Rajab, remember, end of Rajab 204 in Cairo. So he said, Almighty Allah left human beings free. They curse Allah, they swear Allah, they say Allah got sons and daughters, but Allah left them. The most beloved to Almighty Allah is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran makes mention that what derogatory terms they used. They said Majnoon, Allah forbid, Aliyazubillah. He is insane, Allah forbid for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a shair, he's a poet, he's a kain, and he's a fortune teller and all. Allah Ta'ala left it like that to show humanity this conflict of haq and batil will always continue. Then third one, you must remember, we accept it, we used to it. So I don't know you, I don't know your father, but I'll rectify you on one point, my brother. Let's make it 2 points. You say you want my number, but I give out my number almost every day. 071-888-1184. There's nothing secret. And you must remember that millions, thousands of people are asking questions in different parts of the world. And past our career is 40 years in teaching and all these things. With the mercy of Almighty Allah, everything. So you must rectify your intention. Say, AK, I want to ask you forgiveness for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of my father. That's wrong. You're just doing it. No, you must admit you are wrong and we were right. Whether it was the coronavirus or whether it was other issues and so forth, all this were the happy and mercy. But you went and blew your trumpet and now you are proven wrong. So when we tell you, we must practice Quran Sharif, you must practice on Sunnah Mubarakah, you must follow Sahaba, Awliyaullah, 4 schools, you say, no, we're making deen difficult. No, we're making deen according to what Allah and and Mustafa taught us, not the deen that is liberal, this is permissible, this is Sharia compliant, this is halal, and this, and all loopholes and all skullduggery used. So that is where we stand, my brother. So you don't have to phone me, you don't have to just send me a message if you want to. Read 2 rakat salat tawbah, and I forgive you already, whether you send, you don't send. I forgive you, brother.
Ameen.
So we used to all these things. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Quran says, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allah lakum. If you forgive people, Allah forgives you more and more. So therefore, my brother, that but you must know you were wrong and you must apologize. That's good. But if you don't do said, I already forgave you.
I see Sister Layla. You know Ustad Linda? Linda Zulu. She says, I think this youngster don't have God in his life. Sister Layla Ustad.
Remember, today we find so many people, Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, that the Western media is bombarding them. They can't think straight. Obviously, we don't say, you must remember in all cases, but everything is based on secularism. Do we know what is secularism? Secularism is to promote and advocate a godless society. Religion, Islam, and all this must be a private matter. Don't come tell us about religion and theocracy and what Allah wants and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants. Don't come. So that is where the Muslims, I just told you now, they want the liberal Islam, you see. No, this is also permissible, this is also permissible, this is so we'll never allow that, inshallah. Every day we pray for humanity, and every day we pray, Ya Allah, keep us on the haq and on the truth. Last question.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that why do some people say that Moses of the Old Testament did not exist? Could you please reply to me, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala takes the name of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam 136 times in the Noble Quran. And he was granted the Torah. And remember that the Jews call him Moshi. And in English, they anglicize it and call Moses. So 100% he was selected by Almighty Allah. Anybody rejects him is out of the fold of Islam. Inshallah, 11 to 12, bliss of merit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.